All right, here we go. We are up to volume 10 of A DJ's Life, the podcast series by me, DJ Sly Bri. This volume will be dedicated to club scandals inside the Cottage Green in Northeast Philadelphia, a place that I worked at for about 8 years from 1991 until 1999. Now, the songs and the mixes you're going to hear on this volume are not the type of songs and mixes that I would put on my own mixtape. However, these are the types of songs and mixes that used to pack the dance floor at the Cottage Green. Now, on my last two podcasts, I told you that Images Nightclub was my favorite place to work. The Cottage Green was a very close second. But I will say this, the people I worked with at the Cottage Green were by far and away the nicest, friendliest people I ever worked with. I was treated better at the Cottage Green than any other place that I had ever worked. It wasn't even close. And it will be my pleasure to tell you all about the Cottage Green right here on Volume 10 of A DJ's Life, the podcast series by me, DJ Sly Bri. Here we go, baby.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. Ooh, that's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to ammo on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with the kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the Prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, or go off. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. In the winter order,
summertime.
I mix it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy, cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
to hear. Schoolio with the flow back in your ear. This ain't a fantastic words, but I'm still on the mission. Let's see if I can get your attention. Now I want to drop some information, just a little additive to your education. I live my life by the code of the funk, 600 watt, 18's in the trunk. When I'm on the street, you gotta feel my beat. So throw your hands up if you're down with the seat. Double O-L-I-O with the flow, I'm looking for the party, so 1, 2, 3, it's like ABC. If hip hop didn't pay, I'd rap for free. Slide, slide, but that's the path. I got something brand new for the day.
You've been Rick Rolled on Volume 10 of A DJ's Life by me, DJ Sly Bri. Alright, maybe you haven't been Rick Rolled. That's just an internet joke. But anyway, I know what you're thinking. What? What the hell is this guy doing mixing Coolio and Rick Astley? Yeah, I know you're thinking that. Unusual, yes. Strange, yes. Goofy, yes. But that's the Cottage Green. I could mix Coolio and Rick Astley together without even thinking about it. That's the kind of place the Cottage Green was. And I'll tell you more about it as we move along here on Volume 10 of A DJ's Life, talking about my life as a DJ at Club Scandals inside the Cottage Green in Northeast Philadelphia.
If there's anything you need, all you have to do is say, don't you satisfy everything in me? You shouldn't waste a single day. Stop me.
coming to you live from the fifth floor of the Bank of America Center in downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is DJ Sly Bri on Volume 10 of the podcast series of DJ's Life, reminiscing about my time at the Cottage Green in Northeast Philadelphia and thinking about all the times that the great bartenders like Gail and Carol would hook me up with those double size 7 and 7s. It's enough to make me want to run to the nearest bar and get drunk. Those people at the Cottage Green, they treated me so well, I still don't believe it to this day. For example, my 25th birthday, they took up a collection, gave me a whole bunch of money just because it was my 25th birthday. People like Gail and Carol and Rosie and John and Jerry and Ed, the manager, they could not have treated me any better, and I will be eternally grateful to those people at the Cottage Green.
DiMaggio, Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace, Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it, strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
I see you, you make me lose all control, like a fire burning deep in my soul, yeah. And when I feel you, it feels like I'm in heaven. It goes on forever like a diamond or gold. And when I hear you calling, it's like heaven. I wait there forever till I'm out of the cold, yeah. And when I hear you calling, I'm in heaven. We'll be there together. No, I won't be alone. Well, when I see you, you make me lose all control, like a fire burning deep in my soul, yeah. And when I feel you, it feels like I'm in heaven. It goes on forever like a diamond or gold. And when I hear you calling, it's like heaven. I wait there forever till I'm out of the cold, yeah. And when I hear you calling, I'm in heaven. We'll be there together. No, I won't be alone.
You got me fired up.
DJ Sly Bride, fired up on volume 10 of A DJ's Life, talking about my time at Club Scandals inside the Cottage Green in Northeast Philadelphia. Let me give you another example of how well I was treated by the people at the Cottage Green. In the mid-90s, I had a relationship end after 8 years. I got left high and dry. I was flat fucking broke. I was rock fucking bottom. I mean, I was as low as I could be. I had no money, no car, no nothing. And John, one of the managers there, he lent me his Ford Bronco for 6 weeks and let me drive it around and do what I needed to do to get my life back together. Now ask yourself, how many people do you know that would do something like that for you? Not many, I'm pretty sure of that. John was a great guy. He married Rosie, a beautiful and terrific woman who I used to also work with at the Cottage Green. And last I heard, they had 3 beautiful children and were doing quite well. Hope I get to see him again sometime. And I gotta tell you, I think of John every April when I watch the NCAA men's basketball championship game.
When I see you, you make me lose all control, like a fire burning deep in my soul, yeah. And when I feel you, it feels like I'm in heaven. It goes on forever like a diamond or gold. And when I hear you calling, it's like heaven. I wait there forever till I'm out of the cold, yeah. And when I hear you calling, I'm in heaven. Together, no, I won't be alone.
Like Highlight and Dancing Dan would say, I'm going to back things up so we can get a running start. Volume 10 of A DJ's Life by me, DJ Slybride, talking about my time as a DJ at Club Scandals inside the Cottage Green in Northeast Philadelphia. Just so you can get an idea of the place, let me explain to you how it worked. I was there every Thursday night for 8 years, and I worked a lot of Saturday nights, too, because Dancing Dan was a lazy son of a bitch. I only say that because I know Danny is listening to these podcasts. Anyway, we would play slow songs for the first half hour or so, always a lot of oldies, get things warmed up, and we'd play oldies and 70s and 80s and disco and things like that, and we would mix in new music. We'd play basically everything all night. Highlight would do all the talking, I would do all the mixing, until he left at about 11:45, and then I took everything over. It was a great place to work because we had two different types of crowds that would go there. We'd have people who wanted to hear the oldies and the slow music and would come early. And we had those who wanted to hear the disco and the newer music, so they would come later. And we would have a great crowd there from 9 o'clock when we started until 2 o'clock when we finished. There was never a dull moment during those 5 hours at the Cottage Green, and I can't begin to tell you how much I miss working at that place.
Danger, straight ahead.
DJ Sly Bri in the mix. Making It by David Naughton. I used to love playing this song at the Cottage Cream. You know, it's funny, the last time I heard this song, I was inside a Chuck E. Cheese here in Albuquerque for my nephew John's birthday party. And Chuck E. Cheese came out and did one of his dances with the people who worked there. And there's only, I think the only people in the place that knew the song were me, Chuck E. Cheese, and the people who worked there. I don't think anybody else knew it. And my nephew thought I was so cool that I was standing up there with him clapping and singing this song. What a great memory. I always love this song, and it's my pleasure to play it for you right here on Volume 10 of A DJ's Life by DJ Sly Bri. DJ Sly Bri in the mix. Now here's a real interesting song. Use It Up, Wear It Out by Pat and Mick. It's a song I've never heard anywhere, in a nightclub or on the radio, unless I played it. And its popularity never ceased to amaze me. Oh, man. I always thought this song sucked, but the people at the Cottage Green loved it, so I played it. It's that simple.
We're gonna use it up. We're gonna wear it out. Hands up and let's go.
is going to wind things down for Volume 10 of A DJ's Life, dedicated to club scandals inside the Cottage Green, place I worked at from about 1991 until the decision was made to close the nightclub down in 1999. Thanks to Ed, the manager, one of the nicest people I've ever known in my life, let alone one of the nicest people I ever worked for. I gotta admit to you, I left the Cottage Green with some unfinished business with Ed, and I always regret it, and I wish I could make up for it, but now, it being 9 years later, it's too late. And also like to thank Jerry and John for treating me as well as they had, and also Rosie and Cheryl and Gail and Carol and Fred, the owner. I will never forget the Cottage Green nightclub, and I just want to thank those fine people for all the great years I had there. But anyway, I want to wind things down with a slow song from Elvis, a song that every time I hear, it makes me think of the Cottage Green. Volume 11 is next, the miscellaneous show, where I'm going to cover all the stuff that I couldn't cover in the first 10 volumes, and then I'll get into my radio career. But in the meantime, as always, I will see you on the flip side.
Your kiss to me is worth a fortune.